Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Twitter Spaces. What does it even mean? It's Twitter Spaces. What is Twitter Spaces?
Tim, I just downloaded Twitter to log onto my phone for this very conversation. Not this conversation, but this friend zone.
Yeah. And, hi, everyone.
And that's what it said. They said, it's Twitter Spaces. Like, there was a pop-up ad for a Twitter feature that said, it's Twitter Spaces. Listen to real, it was like radio, Twitter radio. It was like, listen to real live audio conversations.
Oh, like a podcast? But well, live.
Yeah.
Is which it live is, streaming audio?
Which, Tim, so is radio.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you also sound like a fucking old man because you don't get it.
I do get it. I get that it's 8:25 a.m. on a Thursday morning. I'm at Tim's house and we've both got a steaming hot cup of Java.
This is radio.
You know what I say? First coffee, then adulting. And I'll drink to that.
Got to steal a cheers for that because I did not readily give one. Here on Twiowet FM, morning show, Tim and Guy.
Yeah.
It would be too hard to do. I remember doing breakfast radio. It was hard, man.
You worked as a...
I wasn't on air when I did breakfast.
You were a young man producing for legendary radio breakfast host Ian Black.
Kevin Black.
Kevin Black.
Ian Stables later.
Yes, that's right. Yep. You've been around the traps of all sort of matter of New Zealand.
Broadcasters.
Shock jocks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have in a way. Except a few prominent ones I never worked with.
Well, you can't catch them all. Not everyone can
that's
be Ash Ketchum. But it's not, you know, you're out of that now. You're a podcast man.
Mm.
And you're a comedian. We did a stand-up comedy show together last night.
Yeah, we did a show together. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun.
It was quite nerve-wracking because everyone's been off the tools for so long because of all the lockdowns and stuff and Christmas and New Year's. And
yeah, it was. It was fun to get back. It was very nerve-wracking.
Had a bit of a shaky start, but I'm glad you stuck around to see me open the second half of the show because that went a bit better. It's like, all right.
It was funny. I don't even know that I truly absorbed you opening the first half of the show because I was I was in my own head, wasn't I?
Yeah,
I was getting my own things ready.
Your gear ready.
I tried to write
you
down
killed.
A set. Oh, thank you.
You smashed it.
Wow, that was all not luck because, you know, obviously I'm
fucking good.
In control to an extent, but I couldn't think of any jokes to write down and you set me up for that. You made the microphone too high.
And I introduced you as a very tall comedian.
That's right. And that is a great point of pride for me. One of the tallest on the scene.
Yeah. Who rivals you? Who bests you?
Guy Williams,
mm-hmm.
Melanie Bracewell.
Mm.
Two of the taller comics. But, you know, we've got our own little clubs.
That's true. Yeah, I feel like you'll gravitate toward, you know, things you'd expect, like basketball.
Yeah, yeah. We've got our meetings and, you know, we talk about who might be allowed to join us, etc. We're going to make allowances for anyone under 6 foot.
I like that we've adopted a slightly silky tone for this, and I think it's a combination of three things. Number one, it's early.
Yes.
Number two, I think my baby's trying to sleep in the very next room.
So hell yeah.
We're trying to be respectful of that. And number three, we're on some new audio gear in it.
Oh.
I've got it up quite loud, so you probably Do you notice that? Like, it's really blasting.
Oh, and so does that mean that I'm actually...
You don't, like, shout unnecessarily. Mean,
which is something I do.
You don't. You
I
project.
Do. I get...
Project well.
I get told off by a lot of the important people in my life because I don't adjust my speaking volume. Dad, when we go out for meals, he always does this. He always goes, he puts his hands out in front of his face and does a very, like, intense, like, almost Ross Geller gesture. But without the sort of passive-aggressive condescension, more just like the firm, like, lower your volume. He does it to me and my little sister. And we hate it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And enough. Then if I don't shut the doors in the house when I'm podcasting at home, Chelsea says, you got to
shut the doors.
You got to shut those doors.
What's the Joe Rogan thing? Shut the gate. I think that's at the start of a show.
Does he say that?
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's someone else. It's like a little clip.
I still haven't listened to a single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. So,
point of personal pride for Monty.
I've not experienced Joe Rogan. I will. You tell me the episode, man. I'll get into
it. I'll tell you the episode, actually. Paul Stamets.
Who's that?
It's this guy who's just like crazy about mushrooms.
Ah, yeah.
Like all kinds of mushrooms.
Yeah.
He His origin story is pretty whack. I think he was like young, like a young teenager, and did a bunch of magic mushrooms.
You told me, do you know what?
Caught in a storm.
You've told me about this very guy. He did too many. Well, what is
way too many?
Widely regarded,
well, yeah,
medically regarded as too many mushrooms.
Honestly, if you're under like, I'm a fan of mushrooms, but if I would say, I'm not a fucking expert, but just in my personal opinion, if you're under 21 or have any concerns about your mental health, you probably should avoid them. But if you don't and you're older,
go ballistic.
Yeah. Have at it.
Well, you know, we could shoot the breeze all day.
Look, and we won't.
Because.
Unfortunately, because we don't have the time. How nice would it be to just hang out for a day, guy? When's the last time we did that? We should go bowling.
Yeah, you're a big bowling guy. I would love to go bowling. I would like to, do you know what I would like to do? Possibly more than 10 pin bowling, because you merged. One of the great joys of bowling with the great joys of being outdoors is we should go lawn bowling. We should find a day.
Yeah.
Rally.
It's summer.
A couple of approved troops. Yes. I could run it past the tall comics if you really want. And we could go.
We should do it with our families.
Mm.
Get Chelsea in the mix. Get Olive out there.
I don't disagree, but I think Olive's enthusiasm for and...
Yeah, like a long form...
Projected... inability to actually take part in the bowling experience would probably undermine the relaxing joy of a couple of fellas and a couple of other tall people getting together, rolling some balls down a lawn. A very well manicured lawn, mind.
If your name's not Tim Batt, you must be 6 foot to ride this bowls night.
I like it. I like that you're just quietly weaseling into the tall comedian society.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'10" and a bit.
Anyone who says "and a bit" is short.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's not just that they're short, it's short energy. It's short energy to say "and a bit," isn't it? It's the chat of a tiny man.
It's just not a recognized measurement metric.
Should we? I think maybe it sounds like, and you've done all this work to get the Twitter up, but like there's a big backlog in the email, so I could just pass my phone back and forth.
I would love that. I'm in no rush.
Okay.
And actually. Tim, should we make an announcement?
Yeah, totally.
Is that something we should do effective immediately?
Yeah, it is. I don't know how to what we need to say.
I've got a rough idea.
Okay,
I sort of.
But this is flippin' exciting.
Yeah. So those of you who have joined us on Patreon or been up to speed with the main feed on our podcast recently will have familiarized yourself with our side project. Comedy project, Killionaire.
Oh yeah, he winked.
Which is a fundraising podcast for, I guess, some of the world's. Predominantly, we've concentrated on Jeff Bezos, but it's any person of phenomenal material wealth. Anyone who even is in with a sniff of crossing that incredible $1 trillion threshold. It's a fundraising podcast to begin with, but it does become an execution-style project as well, whereby if we can get one of those fellas over the line, well, basically, we're going to need to find a way to kill him and distribute the funds.
Yes.
Now, we are very excited to announce something that we've teased previously on the Patreon, which is Killionaire TV. It's a television program dedicated to fundraising for the world's richest people with the help of... And I'm pointing down the microphone.
Yeah. You, listener.
Yeah.
You, the sole libertarian listener who can help us get this done.
So basically, what we need from you, we're going to record, is it, how many episodes did we say?
Like eight, I think.
Yeah, we're going to record eight episodes of this, and each episode is going to feature two user-submitted fundraising and execution pitches. So basically, what we need from you is a five-minute pitch for how you can make the rich richer, and then a 2 to 3 minute pitch for how you might
murder them.
Yeah. And actually, the time allotments, you know, you wherever your attention draws you, you can choose to distribute that amount of time.
This is scary saying out loud because this is, you know, we've been talking about this for a little while. And now it's like, oh, we're going to fucking do it. Hell yeah.
That's right.
We've even got like a day, we've picked a day when we need to pretty much do all the recording.
So that day is, this is in New Zealand time, is Tuesday, January the 25th. So that's New Zealand time. Have a look wherever you are. I think it works pretty comfortably around the midday New Zealand mark. Works pretty well for people on both coasts of America, Australia and New Zealand.
We'll just have to slot people and negotiate that. But the main thing is, so I'll set up, should I set up a little form at worstideaofalltime.com? So if you would like to enter, you can have a look at the details. So again, what we're looking is sort of a Shark Tank style business idea to get one of these already obscenely wealthy people even richer, so they cross the $1 trillion mark, and then an assassination plot.
And then sort of, a caper style, entertaining. Well, do you know what? I'm putting too many words out there. It's entirely up to you.
And Guy and I will be judging contestants for who's best, and then at the end we're going to throw it out to everyone to judge who's going to be the winner. And we need to have a prize. I don't know we haven't talked about the prize yet. It should be an Amazon gift card.
It certainly should be. So yeah, every episode Tim and I will decide of the two pitches who wins, and then we will turn the top six pitches to a vote, and then the top two winning pitches will go to some sort of final. They pitch against one another.
Yeah, we'll suss it out with your help as
well. Of course.
So if you want to be a contestant, go to worstideaofalltime.com I assume I've put details up.
There'll be a button there for you.
And you can fill out a little form and tell us briefly what your plans would be, and then we'll nail a time with you and get it all done. So good luck to all, but mostly to us. To us and to humanity.
Yeah. And it's a comedy project.
He's winking again, folks. So if the feds are listening,
it's a joke.
If we've got any litigiously minded billionaires or bored lawyers, guess what? We're funny guys.
It's a comedy.
And the evidence is that we were talking about doing a comedy show last night at the start of this episode, so you can't touch us.
Yeah, and the podcast is comedy. We've done comedy podcasts before too.
A Wikipedia link. For the boner inspector, brackets, it's not graphic, don't worry. This is a subject line of an email. Dear brave fucks, I thought you might be amused by this. And then there's a link, which is https://en for English, /wiki.org/the_pocket_book_of_boners.
The pocketbook of boners.
Signed, your soul listener, exponent. One of the souls is
S-O-U-L.
One is the city and one is South Korea.
One is the sort of essence of a person, yeah.
Oops, better make that soul. So there's an addendum. It doesn't quite work out loud as well. Do you want to? I've just clicked the link, guy. Sure, do you want to describe what we're seeing?
Well, for those of you wondering, The Pocketbook of Boners is a book illustrated by Theodore Seuss-Giesel. I don't know how to say his surname, aka Dr. Seuss. Originally published as four separate books in 1931 to 32. In 1941, Readers League of America compiled these four books and published The Pocketbook of Boners. The Pocketbook of Boners contains 22 illustrations of boners drawn by Dr. Seuss. The rest of the volume consists of short jokes and humorous observations, with most being no more than four lines long. It is notable for being an early example of Dr. Seuss's distinct illustration style. Well, I've got to say,
is it actually boners?
It is.
That's so funny.
I am going to need to get my hands on a copy of that.
Yeah. I wonder if this is one of those rare, hard to find, expensive books I've heard so much about.
Almost definitely.
What a find that would be. A Dr. Seuss published book of doodling doodles.
Do you remember in the movie Superbad, one of the subplots was that Seth was obsessed with doodling boners.
Yeah.
And when I was, when I first went to America as a 20-year-old with my family, and I went to Los Angeles, and I had a girlfriend at the time who I was very in love with, and I didn't really know what to buy her, and so I sort of just went down the slightly novelty gift route, and I bought her the book of boners from Superbad. You could buy that as a published book, all the doodlings from Superbad, and I didn't even realize that they themselves were taking an inspiration from one of the great authors and illustrators of our time.
Mayhaps, but another way to look at it is that Dr. Seuss himself was taking inspiration from a core part of male DNA, which is to draw penises. What, you want to click that?
Yeah, can
click
I?
It. Yeah, get in there.
All right. Hi, Tim Tam and Guy Jestive. Relatively new listeners. Yeah.
Or cookies.
Gotta be a New Zealander. This was published, by the way. This tome was written on the 28th of
July.
Correct.
2021. We hardly knew
yet. Which is the past. 2021 is the past.
We weren't even in lockdown at that point. Anyway.
No. We weren't. We were like a month and a bit away. Relatively new listener here. Well, not anymore. Only started listening at the beginning of the year, but have since been on a small personal quest to consume as much of your guys' content, or should I say art, as possible. Podcasts, stand-up, The Pilot.
Whoa.
The Lou Review.
Whoa.
Guy's New Zealand immigration video.
Whoa.
That time Tim interviewed cast members of The World's End. The lot.
It's gone deep. You know what he needs to get into next, though? Big Top Burger.
Oh, yeah.
From Worthy Kids.
I just wanted to say that you two never fail to cut through the drudgery of my current situation with humour, wit, and that Kiwi charm. Except for maybe the legendary prawn salad episode in season one, where you two were losing your minds like the ending of The Lighthouse, where I thought I was having a stroke at the age of 21. I'm slightly kicking myself and hopping on the train earlier, even though I'm a death blight listener. But it is what it is, and I'm grateful I'm here now. On a side note, I'd like to know...
Side note, everybody.
What was going through Guy's mind when Paul asked Jeremy if he'd ever seen movies in the short film task of Taskmaster NZ? And did he think to do a one-minute version of Grown Ups 2? Because, by God, if that film had anything, it was distinctive characters. And a lot of them are, for context, the challenge on Taskmaster was to make a movie with the most distinct characters, a one-minute film. Cheers from Singapore. If you do read this on the Friend Zone, feel free to leave my name out.
Huh.
And I shall. I guess New Zealand, but I guess the Tim Tam and digestive biscuits are not a point of national pride, but instead an internationally recognised couple of bickies that are available in other regions.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely thought the Tim Tam was a New Zealand biscuit, cookie, whatever the...
Yeah, I thought it was Australian, which is sort of like, you know, New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah.
I thought digestives were British. But I don't know what I'm basing that on. Probably the fact that they suck.
Biscuits. They are available the world over. It never occurred to me to perform Grown Ups 2. I am actually quite proud and happy to say it didn't cross my mind. I have parked as much of that part of my life in the past as possible.
Is it old school to email? Is the subject line of this email?
It's a great question. I think yes.
Tibby, Gee, hope you both well. Is a longtime fan on the back of the latest Friend Zone, and I will hasten to add this was sent on the 30th of July, some 6 months ago now. I thought I'd throw our name in the hat of tunes you might like. The below track isn't even out yet, so it's a sneaky preview. Thanks for all the laughs and boner inspection. Stay frosty, gentlemen, and say my name, Mort. Now, unfortunately, I haven't connected the recorder to anything. Except for these microphones. So I can't play this. Unless I just jam it in front of the microphone. Which I will. Right now. Oh no, I can't open it on my phone for some reason.
Believe it or not, Tim can open his phone.
So Mort, I do sincerely apologize for that. But
Don't worry.
We will listen to it in a future Friend Zone.
Don't worry. We'll forget to listen to it in a future Friend
Zone. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's dead right. We've got a $40 donation here from, I'm just seeing if they've sent me an email. I think they have. Yes. Okay, subject line. Pay. And first of all, blow me down with a feather. $40? You shitting me?
What can you buy with $40?
What can't you buy with $40?
A $50 bag of lollies.
Well, you could in New Zealand, though, to be fair. And that's where I would be buying my lollies.
40 Americano.
Yes, mate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Je ne peux pas Americano. I do not speak American. Fuck, I panicked, didn't I?
Hello there, Guybo and... Timbo and Guy No. It was...
No, Guy, yes.
It was after a casual listen to the Friend Zone this morning that I realized I've never once paid the boys, even though I've been listening to you for about 6 years. It's okay.
Well, suddenly $40 doesn't feel like so much.
Don't you do that. Don't you devalue the $40. Who are you, Janet Yellen?
Yeah, I'm Janet Yellen.
Truly, I have dreadful manners. You boys deserve all the remuneration I can offer for these many years of entertainment, so I jumped onto PayPal at once. Please accept these 30 crisp UK pounds sterling. Oh my God, this gets better and better. We're all over the world, baby.
Just call us Pitbull, because we are Misters Worldwide.
Mr. and Mr. Worldwide. And thanks for your service. I discovered you boys with the Sex and the City 2 series.
Can I just pause this?
Yep.
I'm just thinking of a world where someone calls Pitbull Mr. Worldwide and he says, or Pitbull's son Mr. Worldwide, and he says, please, my father was Mr. Worldwide. Call me Master Worldwide. I had to get it out.
Having just been forced to sit through that movie, we're talking Sex and City 2, by a horrible friend, I was incredulous that two people, in fact, would put themselves through 52 watches of this Eldritch? What's that word at the top of that screen?
Eldritch.
Do you know what that means?
No, it's a fancy word. Not seen it before.
Wow, check this out, everyone. We've got an E followed by L-D-R-I-T-C-H. Eldritch horror. I must confess...
Weird, sinister, and or ghostly.
Nice. Man, great word. I must confess that I have been using your podcast to fall asleep all these years. Your voices are so soothing. Debatable, and helped me to drift right off. £40 is totally worth the insomnia cure. Also, you may be amused to hear that I was listening to the podcast throughout the years when I was pursuing my guy.
PhD.
You got it, baby. In sociology of religion. I even had you boys playing in the car when I was driving to my Viva, an oral exam where you defend your thesis in front of a panel of horrible professors who tear your work apart until you cry. And I passed. So clearly, your wise words helped to prime my brain. And...
That's a crazy process. What was it called?
Viva.
Yeah.
To live.
Yeah.
To live is to defend the thing you've been working on for 4 years in
that
front
is a
of
crazy,
four people out loud.
Crazy process to work on something for so long, and then it's like, okay, and now the final boss.
Yeah.
Well, that's like in Pokemon, that's the four, you know, you go
the
through
the gym leaders.
Yeah.
The master. Who are they?
The great four or whatever, Lance, the guy who always brings out the first Gyarados, and you're like, I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Yeah.
And he just punishes you. I got waylaid, but it's a very funny process. Congratulations.
I'm now trying to listen to the episodes while I write my book based on the research. I'm so glad you're doing that. Not enough people write books based on their PhD. They do the PhDs and then they don't want to
do
it anymore.
Do you know what I'd say? Not enough people read those books.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. We all need to read more.
No,
I need to read more. No. There's a nice statement there. 2022.
Stop reading.
No, we all need to get off our phones and pick up a book.
Okay, and I will hand back.
You're a great reader. You're a bastion of reading.
I have the ability to read.
You're a mascot for readers everywhere.
I refuse to touch a book.
It's unlikely to be a bestseller, but you boys can enjoy the thought that you have helped someone contribute to knowledge and share it with the world. In a way, through many podcast listeners, you boys have earned your own PhDs. I'm taking it. You should both have honorary PhDs to recognize this achievement. Congrats, Dr. Guy and Dr. Tim.
Wow.
These titles are unofficial and should not be used in public. Please do me the honour of saying my very short first name, and it may help you to know that my pronouns are they, them. Dr. Soph from London, UK.
Thank you, Dr. Soph from London, UK. I apologise for interjecting in your very thorough and well-written email.
How do you feel about your honorarium?
I didn't know that people who get PhDs can then just distribute the title doctor freely. It sort of almost undermines the value of earning a PhD in the first place. Although, if you use your power sparingly, it's very cool.
I think if you've gone through so much work, like the 4 years to get in that club, you're not going to be dishing it out like candy as well.
No.
So maybe these are just the people.
I'm just remembering back to the beginning of the email when we were given $40 and assumed it was
Dr. Soph parting with the £40 sterling,
30 aka pounds sterling,
50 Americanos, aka God only knows how much New Zealand money that is.
I may $600. Not always love you. God only knows. I listened to a great Beach Boys song this morning, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say what it is out loud so that
was
if anyone wants to hear it.
Pet Sounds?
No, It was on a different album. The song is called Little Bird, and it's from a 1968 album called Friends. Do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Over the holiday, after we watched the Get Back documentary about the Beatles.
Well, just before you go on, perfect song to mention on the Friend Zone.
Yeah. Chels and I, we did a bit of driving, and we listened to the entire Beatles discography chronologically to work through their musical progressions.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then it
really encouraged me. So while you would like to read more, I hope to listen to more albums this year.
Oh, nice one, dude.
I've spent the entire last year in my liked songs or just swinging from individual song to individual song. Artists make albums.
Yeah, they do.
And they want you to listen to them in that order for a reason.
Yeah, that's...
So I think maybe perhaps with all that in mind that the Beach Boys will be next on the list of...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Review.
Not everyone, but it feels like a lot of people enjoy it when you list a few things you've been listening to. You got any other artists apart from a little-known band called The Beatles that you've been hammering?
I got trapped in that timestamp, so there's nothing exciting or new. Like, I've been listening to...
It's a lot of material, too. The Beatles, they made a track or two.
I've been listening to Neil Young. There was a very funny album. A record was being played at by Chelsea's family one day around the holidays, which was a guy called Mason Williams.
Okay.
It's called the Mason Williams Phonographic Record.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some... funny, like very silly sort of nonsensical little songs and lyrics. One called The Prince's Panties is particularly enjoyable. But it also features, I believe, the first recorded version of the famous song Classical Gas.
Just
so that's a pretty good time.
How old is the record?
That's old.
Yeah, it must be really old.
It's old. I could...
If the name Phonographic is not being used in jest, what does that mean? I think that just means sound record.
It probably is being used in jest a little bit. This guy's got a bit of a wicked sense of humour.
I like music with a bit of a comedy
bent. I went to a show. I went and saw... It was DJs. I saw Chaos in the CBD. Were two silken smooth New Zealand-born, London-based DJs. They're brothers, and they make some of the most beautiful music in the world.
When did you go?
In Wellington.
When?
Like before Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice one, I know. Brother. Yeah, I might be going to the Beths this week. I've got an inn. I get a ticket.
Came across the man who offers that inn.
Yes.
We should do that.
We should do that.
We should totally do that. Okay. The Beths fucking rule. Big I saw time. That guy last night.
Yeah, great.
And he said... If you want to do you let me know.
Okay. Another man who could be in the tall bowling club, the bowls club.
That guy.
Yeah, he's taller than me.
No, he's not.
Isn't he?
That guy's little.
Oh, maybe we're talking about different guys. No, we can't be talking about different guys.
Anyhow, dear Tim and Guy.
Hello.
I've been listening to the current season and enjoying it.
Oh, by the way, I've been listening to a lot of Clowncore.
Still? Last time I saw you, you were listening to a lot of Clowncore.
I left and then I came back to it last night.
What did you do in between?
I'm trying to finish a bit of work at the moment, a report, and like, it's good. It's good to listen to.
Clowncore?
Yeah. Fucking yeah, honestly, hand on heart.
To like see the, to see the neural others. Pathways of your brain, see what lights up certain connections.
It's awesome, man. It's good music. Anyway, sorry, just wanted to throw that in.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry I didn't ask. How long have we been going for?
28 and a half minutes.
This is the last message.
So definite.
Dear Tim and Guy, I've been listening to the current season and enjoying it a lot.
Oh, shit.
I just finished the latest episode. Tim, guess what the latest episode that this person just finished is.
Okay. Do the math on this.
Written
this
on
the start of August?
6th of August.
Carry the two. It was Emmanuel, I don't know. Oh, this last Emmanuel in space.
I just finished the latest episode with Ben McGugan.
Oh.
We were out of space then.
Yeah, we were. We were the Ben McGugan turn.
Yes.
Yep.
And I have two pieces of information that I hope you might find interesting. First, you spent some time discussing sexy funerals. In Taiwan, many funerals have strippers as part of the funeral procession and ceremony.
Cool.
It's supposedly a combination of celebrating the virility and vitality of the deceased and a way to ensure that there are a lot of funeral attendants. However, it does have a downside. The entire practice is controlled by the mafia.
Whoa.
And often people are forced to hire these funeral strippers even if they don't want to.
Wow. That's a lot.
That was like a very small paragraph, just packed wall to wall with fascinating detail.
Yeah, truly.
Second.
Okay, more amazing information.
I've recently been listening to a podcast called Kill James Bond. Each episode, the three hosts watch a James Bond movie, going in chronological order. They then discuss the movie from a feminist and anti-racist point of view, while also being funny. They've watched 13 so far. According to these experts of the Bonds they've seen, George Lazenby is by far the best.
Whoa.
I've only been listening to the Friend Zone episode since I caught up with your back catalogue a few weeks ago, so I don't really know the usual format. Hope I'm doing this right.
Yeah. Don't you worry about you. You're doing everything perfect.
Say my first name only, and I'm going to have a stab at it. I apologise for any mistakes. Negev.
Sick message. That's so fascinating about the Taiwan funerals. Mafia funeral strippers.
Do
you want strippers at your funeral? Calling them strippers. Is that what we're... Dancers?
Exotic dancers. I mean, I don't want them there.
You don't want them there?
It's nothing personal.
I really like the idea of having strippers at my funeral.
You know, one of us is going to cark it.
Yeah,
and the other one is going to have a hand in the funeral.
Yeah.
So I'll bear that in mind.
I don't think anyone would be pleased to see strippers at my funeral.
I have thoroughly enjoyed This is a unique and interesting way to start a day. Podcasting on the way to another job.
Yeah.
Like, I've done that before, I guess, but never...
The guy works in the supermarket now. Yeah. He's on his way to the supermarket.
Never between that 8 and 9 a.m. window.
Guy manages the floor staff. So all those people who are stacking shelves and checkout operators,
yeah,
guy's in charge of them.
Also, you'll be fascinated here, I manage all supermarkets. I go to a room, it's like that room in The Matrix, and there are television screens of every supermarket around the world.
Yeah.
And look, I've got to be honest, guys, it's a lot of work. I'm having a hard time of it. So to be able to break up the day by visiting my friend Tim and just shooting the breeze, having a cup of joe. Oh, what's that? I finished it. Ready to adult. I'm now finally ready to adult. Please.
So listen, the big takeaway here is Killionaire TV is happening. Let's find out if legal action happens as a result. It's an exciting new possibility for the boys.
Are you a lawyer?
Do you want to help?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or just let us know where we stand. What do you think? Yeah. Are we crossing any lines with our comedy project?
He's winked again. Go to worstideaofalltime.com. I'll set up a form if you want to be a contestant. There will be a prize at the end, but you know, I think the main thing is that you could potentially be crowned the winner of Killionaire, which is just fantastic.
And you know, obviously, depending on expressions of interest, there's a chance that we won't be able to accommodate everyone who wants to do it.
So. Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I would say that's, well, you know, fingers crossed, we're going to have so much so many applications that we will have to select.
Yes.
So, you know, don't be bummed if you don't get it.
Yeah, please.
Just don't be sad that you didn't get it. Be happy that it was a possibility of us killing a trillionaire.
Be happy that we're putting our balls and Jeff Bezos' neck on the line.
Bye, everyone. Have a friendly day.
Mm.
Catch you soon. In the friend zone.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.